Harriet, thank you for being with us. I'm so curious to learn more about this webinar about Echo 360 coming up Thursday. It's about putting active learning technology to work for STEM instruction, and you got to hit me over the head with what that entails.
Well, first of all, not to insult anybody's intelligence, but STEM stands for your science, technology, engineering, and math, all important subjects that we have so much emphasis on right now. And there are five faculty at the UTM that we've chosen for this webinar, and three administrators in educational technology in the IT field. Basically, Echo 360 is a tool that enables professors to record their lectures, or they can also use their own computers to record their own little piece of whatever it is they want to record. These recordings can be made available for students ahead of time, and the students then have the option to review, repeat, start all over again. If it's something they don't understand, they can really digest the material. Then, having been able to do that, they come to class and are ready to really react and interact with the subject matter. So the whole idea of active learning is encouraged by these recordings that students can access ahead of time.
Have you seen this technology at work in other schools, or anyone there actually incorporating this technology now, and how have they found it to work?
Yes. There are, of course, different companies doing this same sort of thing. We happen to be using Echo 360. And interestingly enough, Echo 360, their philosophy is they're going to help teachers everywhere promote active learning for their students. And of course, the anywhere, anytime mantra of distance learning is, of course, served by this tool, because these lectures can be made available at any time. There are several different companies, as I say, that basically do this. We have about 10% of our faculty use the Echo 360 at the University of Tennessee at Martin. We do have a distance program going on. We do have face-to-face classes that use it. And it is a very popular tool among the faculty. It not only gives the faculty a chance to review what they're doing, it's always good to practice and see what you look like on film, and then as well as giving the students the extra time to spend with the content ahead of time. So yes, it's a very, very much present on university campuses, whether Echo 360 or another company, and it's going to continue to be popular because of the active learning aspect of it.
What's the feedback from students?
They love it. They love it. In fact, I went to a users conference in Milwaukee this past week. Echo 360 puts on user conferences for users. And one of the people talking there was talking about the students. They will let you know if those recordings are not up on time, because obviously it's video, so you have to allow a certain amount of time for things to be processed. But they really love it. Some of them couldn't make it to class that day or something like that, in which case they really depend on the recording. But basically they love it. They like having the option of going back and reviewing and repeating. So it's a very positive tool to be used.
I'd like to ask what flipping the classroom means.
Well, one of the strategies that can be used with these recordings is the students are assigned the viewing of the recordings ahead of time, maybe given some guiding questions, something like that. When they come to class, then, having this material in their heads, they can then spend the time in the classroom actually teaching, actually working with students to be sure they learn, be sure they understand, answering their questions, doing any kind of interactive activities that might be relevant to the topic, so that you've flipped the classroom. You've done the drudgery of lecture and that sort of thing ahead of time, so that the actual class time can be used more productively and concentrating on active learning.
It sounds pretty efficient. What will you be presenting in the webinar?
We have in the webinar, we have Craig Ingram is our Director of Instructional Technology Center at UTM. I'll be there because I'm helping coordinate this. I'm in, also with the ITC. And then Bruce Harrison is one of our IT administrators. Then we have five faculty from the University of Tennessee at Martin who are going to be presenting the way they use Echo 360. So I think it'll be a very interesting webinar. There will be a chance for question and answers. And, of course, it's moderated, and it's hosted by the Chronicle of Higher Ed. So we are hoping that we will not only give out a lot of good information, but we will get a lot of good questions in response.
Can anyone join the webinar?
Yes, anybody can join. The link, and I'm hoping to come across a shorter link, but I believe you said you were going to, did you say you were going to somehow publicize that link?
Yes, we can put it at the website WKMS.org, where this interview will also be available on demand.
Oh, great. Well, it's chronicle.com/webinars/echo360_9. But it'll be better if they go to your station.
Oh, sure. Yeah, indeed it will be, and we'll be sure that that's out there. Is it free?
It's absolutely free, yes, definitely. It'll last about an hour, and it will surely be recorded in some form. Since we're in the media, I forgot to ask, but in the medium I'm sure it will be recorded. Or somebody that has Echo 360 can simply tune in, turn on Echo 360, and they can have their own recording right there.
So I'm thinking this is a licensed product that is a setup, a content management system for this specific purpose. Am I getting that right?
More or less, right. We don't. There are many different facets, of course, to this that the university can pay for certain parts of it. We right now have a license for the. They can download the Echo 360 to their computer and use what's called personal capture to create their own little recording. They can also use Echo 360 to upload any other kind of media, well, certain kinds that meet their formatting requirements, so that if you had a particular demonstration video of some sort that you wanted to upload, then what happens is Echo 360 basically turns it into a URL that you can then share with your students. And then it also has an integration with, we use Blackboard at UTM, also has an integration, and the URL can be put into the Blackboard course so that the students can go straight to Blackboard and reach the video that way.
Sounds really cool. I imagine, I know when I listen to recordings that I've made, I learn something new with each one about what I could do better. And I expect that faculty are experiencing that same phenomenon.
I'm sure, yes. And I am looking forward to our opportunity to share with everybody, and especially with the WKMS listeners. I know we have a lot of wonderful, interesting people that would be interested in the subject.
Thank you for bringing it to our attention, Harriet. I appreciate your speaking with me today.
Well, thank you so much.